I'm Steve O'Dell for Mission Network News. For the first time in decades, diplomats from Lebanon and Israel met to discuss a ceasefire and the future of both countries. The meeting was a historic moment for two nations technically still at war. Nuna with Triumphant Mercy Lebanon says, for those in Lebanon who long for peace, the diplomatic meeting brings a mix of emotions.
It has been a long, long time since we had any communication with Israel at all.
Meanwhile, Hezbollah reacted with outrage.
We have all the Hezbollah people who are in the streets and just saying, we will not allow this. And it's something that is now creating even a division between the governments and between the Hezbollah people.
Pray for God's will and peace in the region. And despair crosses all borders, capturing people young and old from every creed and caste. Yet hope remains.
The main thing that we do at Set Free is freedom appointments and helping people to find their freedom in Christ. We do that all over the world, but we do it in a variety of settings.
Set Free's Jason Taylor says despair is easy to find in a place like India. Millions of discarded kids fill orphanages to overflowing, while petty crime and corruption crowd prison cells. An army of volunteers trained by Set Free is helping people in both settings leave despair behind.
A big part of what we're doing is training both church leaders and lay leaders to actually lead others through a freedom appointment. And so we are taking the Steps to Freedom model and replicating that in as many languages as possible so that people can have it in their own language.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.